In only 2 days, you can move your career further, faster with a Harvard DCE Professional and Executive Development Program. Advance your leadership skills, craft smarter business strategies, build your network, and move your career in the right direction. You'll earn a certificate of completion, add Harvard to your CV, and become the leader you want to be. Our intensive programs are designed to fit into your busy schedule. Attend online or on the Harvard campus. Search Harvard Professional and Executive Development to learn more.
Spoiler warning. In this episode, we will be discussing some of the choices made in Black Mirror Bandersnatch. You have been warned. Hello and welcome once again to Black Mirror Cracked, the podcast where we discuss and analyze all things Black Mirror. I'm your host, James Ide, and coming up on this episode, I sat down with show creators Charlie Brooker and Annabelle Jones. We discuss one of the most contentious decisions being debated on the internet regarding Bandersnatch. And I am vindicated as one of my predictions from our first episode is confirmed. I know they say don't meet your heroes, but one of my proudest moments was being told by Charlie Brooker that I should be put on some kind of watch list. Harsh, but not entirely inaccurate. Stay tuned for that. We have an awesome giveaway of a signed Inside Black Mirror book, as well as some lovely Bandersnatch posters. But first, has anyone seen Netflix's tweet a few days ago regarding the clicking the family photo option twice? I almost wet my knickknacks to have Jerome F. Davies, played masterfully by programmer and game designer Jeff Minter, show up and suddenly kill Stefan, ensuing I won't be getting a peaceful night's sleep for some time. Anyway, without any further ado, please stick on this path and listen to our interview, and afterwards we'll be going through some shout-outs and offering one of our lucky listeners a chance to win a signed copy of the amazing Black Mirror companion book, Inside Black Mirror, and some lovely Bandersnatch game artwork posters that look amazing. So, let's get into it. We're going to be joined today by the creators of Black Mirror Bandersnatch, Annabelle Jones and Charlie Brooker. Hello, and thank you for joining us.
Hello.
How are you guys?
Oh, all right.
Not all right.
No, we were okay.
I just did a binary decision choice point thing there.
That wasn't a choice. You were just being contrary. There's a difference,
good,
you know.
Good.
So we've got some questions for you guys. The first one is, could you describe Black Mirror Bandersnatch in one sentence?
Yes.
Go on then. We could.
An interactive film, a Black Mirror interactive film, in which the viewer is allowed to choose between two points
many times over.
Fantastic.
That makes it sound really gripping, doesn't it? It's a really soul people on it.
And this is a really important question, so I hope I don't cause any division between you guys, but Sugar Puffs or Frosties?
Frosties.
Sugar Puffs.
Totally Sugar Puffs.
You can't get Sugar Puffs anymore. They're called Honey Puffs now.
But that's not what... That wasn't
the
question.
But they're still around.
The question was...
Yes, but Frosties, because Sugar Puffs stick to your fingers.
You don't eat them with your fingers.
Most
animals use a spoon.
Right. Okay. There's a lot to unpack there. But you must have eaten sugar puffs. You've eaten cereal with your fingers before, haven't you?
Totally.
I don't eat Frosties with my fingers. Like
sometimes I forgo hands that just tip it right into my face hole.
And then do you pour milk in at the same time to sort of?
No, I feel ashamed
get
and
the
cry.
Snap, crackle and pop. You feel ashamed and cry. Okay. My kids eat cereal with their hands.
Not with milk though.
No, sometimes.
With milk.
Yeah, fucking, basically almost like animals, aren't they, children? But also, Sugar Puffs, I don't really know what they are. It's like popcorn, isn't it?
They're little honey jackets, that's what
No, but it's like, isn't it corn? Isn't it literally like popcorn? Isn't it?
Yeah. With sugar like, and syrup and
you know
sugar.
What it is, really? It's like polystyrene foam filling that you'd get inside a parcel.
Do you like Wotsits?
Yes, but they're different. They're cornstarch or something that comes out of
it's the same texture.
No, it comes out of a, you know, the machine that makes Wotsits must be a lot like a human bum. mustn't wow. they? Because they're little, like, I'm yellow
just,
poos.
Yeah, I'm just surprised it's taken us 3 minutes before you've said bum. This is a world record.
Normally it's my opening gambit.
Fantastic. Let's hope we hear more bum. Yeah. There's been various quotes from both of you about how much work went into creating Bandersnatch as an interactive movie. Mm-hmm. Would you do it again?
The initial answer was no. Like, and then subsequently, I think much like how, in the way that women report forgetting the horrors of childbirth in time for child number two, I've sort of started thinking, oh, I know what, another idea for something else we could do. Whether we do it as another Black Mirror episode, whether we do it as some other sort of thing, I don't know. But there's certainly, I can see, and whether I'd write it, I don't know. But there's certainly lots of things I could see you could do with it that are different. The challenge would be coming up with a story that suited that form.
Yeah, I think you have to earn the right to use the interactive element.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree.
Wow.
Brilliant. What do you guys each consider to be Stefan's most canonical ending?
There's the train ending, the one where he sort of goes back into where it's, I'm spoiling this. If you haven't seen Bandersnatch,
what sorry. Are you doing listening to this?
And if I'm describing an ending you haven't seen, well, I'm sorry. But the one where he dies as a young, where he sort of goes back in time and kind of ends up actually dying in the psychiatrist's chair, is in a way you could say ties everything up with a bow. But also the ending, I've got a soft spot for the ending where it's revealed he's an actor on a set, because that's also true. And the Pearl Rittman, so it's kind of all of them are. It's a multiverse.
Oh,
isn't it?
Wow.
It's a multiverse.
Confirmed.
Yeah.
But I hope all the endings can, you know, coexist in terms of their truthfulness as part of the whole Bandersnatch world, and that they all enrich your understanding of Stefan's character and his story arc, mm-hmm. if I can say that pretentious word.
You did it. You pulled it off admirably.
Thank you.
Mm. It is in a multiverse. Because we always used to get asked, are we Black Mirror all in one shared universe? And now you see, sort of, Bandersnatch is sort of a bit of everything. Isn't it? So we're sort of explicitly saying in that Colin Rittman, who is pretty much probably clearly the god of the Black Mirror multiverse, and they're all brilliant, but Will does it, it's a fantastic job as Colin.
All day.
He says there are many worlds, Stefan.
He's the oracle.
He lets us, that means we can now officially get away with, we can bend the timeline in any way we want.
Brilliant, and blame Colin. What other shows or franchise do you think would work well for being interactive like you?
The News?
If only.
The News would be good. 24.
Emmerdale.
What would you do in Emmerdale?
Different drinks you can order at the bar, different animals.
Hit everyone with an ashtray.
A friend.
That's what I would do.
Everyone with an ashtray. A bit one note eventually, wouldn't it?
I don't know. I think I could never tire from seeing soap stars get bashed to death.
Right, okay. Well, that's put you on a watch list. That's got you disinvited from the National Soap Awards. I'm not going to say that in case we ever do it.
Oh, okay.
No, 24 is one I could see. You could reboot 24 as an action thriller, couldn't you, with choices.
Brilliant.
But it is already, it's not interactive, but it's
well, it's
so
interactive
random.
In that you watch it.
In that time frame.
Yeah.
And blink.
But
you can
in terms
when
of
to
the
blink.
Constant different stories that Jack has to go on, it's sort of like every
it's not
option.
Not Jack anymore.
Oh, was it not?
No, it's like Ashley Walters, I think, wasn't it? And
so, one other question. If you had to choose a previous Black Mirror story to make interactive, which one would it be? And which story would you most be excited to revisit?
There's an obscene answer I could give, which I won't. and then there's things I could say that I won't. What would be a good one? Nosedive. You could do a nosedive, which would be fun if you were going around rating characters.
Brilliant.
In it, for instance, off the top of my head. That's one.
Brilliant.
I could see. Oh, there's other episodes. Playtest would be one where you could do that as a sort of haunted house movie, because that's a game.
brilliant.
Yeah. There you go.
Thank you so much for joining us, guys. Thank you so much for your time. And yeah, it was absolutely fantastic watching Bandersnatch. We very much enjoyed it.
And
we look forward to seeing the lovely season 5.
Cool.
It arrives.
Imminently.
Whoa. Imminently. We're going to give it away to one lucky reader. Charlie, can I ask you what's the weirdest animal you can think of?
The weirdest animal I can think of, apart from the duck-billed platypus, does it have to be one that's made up or real?
I don't know, duck-billed platypus.
A rhinoceros made of...
question to get the book.
And very quickly, what's your favourite retro game?
Oh, God, that's... well, does Doom count? I mean, well, yes, okay, well, that's... Yeah, but that's 90... From the 80s? Well, you see, I've got a soft spot for all the Spectrum games, but they're terrible to play now. Whereas it would be something like Pac-Man.
And there you have it. The multiverse theory is confirmed. As if we didn't know, Colin Ritman is a multidimensional god. Shout out to Wolflin98 and his music video on YouTube featuring clips from Bandersnatch and the song Chlorine by 21 Pilots. I literally cannot get this out of my head and I've been singing it all around the office. Also, shout out to BigAsh65 on Twitter for noticing that it was in fact a Betamax tape and not a mistake. It's a video format that's even older than our producer Dan. We have a signed copy of the companion book Inside Black Mirror and some fantastic Bandersnatch posters to give away. All you have to do is answer this question. What was the animal that Charlie thought of? To enter, please visit mirror.co.uk/blackmirror. And that's it for this episode. Once again, thank you so much to our guests, Annabelle Jones and Charlie Brooker, for joining us. And you can get in touch with us here at Black Mirror CRR. And we've also updated the Twitter page with some pics of our interview, and you can stay up to date with what we're doing and our episodes. And you can see my big dumb face. Anyway, thanks for listening, and we'll be right back.